Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Mexico remains number one. We're back on that today in just a moment.
What's outside your window? The view from Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford and Sayre is a panorama of success. 15 nationally accredited academic programs, the most among Oklahoma's regional universities. 5,000 students from 32 states, 40 countries, and all 77 counties. And more than 100 programs of study, including pharmacy, nursing, parks and recreation management, entrepreneurship, restaurant and gaming management, music therapy, and many more. SWASU adds new innovative programs, new campus updates, and new technology every year. SWASU opens the window to the future and helps your dreams take flight. Visit swasu.edu and see for yourself why the window to the world begins here. Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford and Sayre.
This SWASU Minute is a service of the ThyssenKrupp Elevator Team in Oklahoma City, proud to serve the Southwestern Oklahoma State University campus. Our team supports your team. Go Bulldogs!
Despite very difficult economic conditions, Mexico has finished out 2009 as the leading volume and value market for U.S. beef exports, and it's the top volume destination for U.S. pork. Chad Russell is the U.S. Meat Export Federation's regional director for Mexico, Central America, and the Dominican Republic. He is based in Mexico City. He says that the Mexican economy is showing some signs of improvement, and that bodes well for 2010.
Obviously, 2009 was a difficult year for a number of reasons. The economy was down over 7% last year. And Mexico was kind of the center for the H1N1 influenza, which occurred in the late spring. So we're looking optimistically towards 2010. We believe that certainly the Mexican economy is starting to recover. It's not going to be probably a rapid shoot up in economic expansion and disposable incomes, but we do see the economy improving. So we do believe the economic conditions and circumstances in Mexico will provide a little stronger foundation for us to do our work down here and try to build demand for U.S. beef and pork.
Russell says there's a couple of factors that make a real difference in making Mexico our number one meat export destination.
We have great market access here in Mexico for the most part. The Mexican market is very open, primarily through the NAFTA free trade agreement, but that doesn't mean there aren't threats or to that type of access. There's always somebody applying political pressures to try to get the government to stop the imports of one product or another. So we're working very, very closely to make sure that the markets down here for these products remain open. Unlike many other foreign markets, the country of origin labeling is not a requirement here. We strongly believe, and our market research has told us, that if the consumer in Mexico recognizes the product as being from the United States, that they, in fact, will buy more of it. They like U.S. products and have confidence in the quality and the safety of U.S. meats. So one of the main things that we're working on is trying to differentiate U.S. beef and pork at the retail sector, make sure that our products are well presented at the point of sale, using recipes, other types of things at the point of sale to attract the customer to the section of the meat case where our products are clearly labeled.
Chad Russell, who's the U.S. Meat Export Federation's regional director for Mexico, Central America, the Dominican Republic, based in Mexico City. He believes that there is a lot of opportunity for further expansion of sales, some further rebounding of sales here in 2010. 2009, actually a down year for our sales into Mexico, but still strong enough for them to be our top export destination for U.S. beef and for pork. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch. The sale will start at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 6th at the ranch 6 miles south and 11 west of Laverne, Oklahoma. Selling 80 Hereford and 55 Angus bulls, yearlings and two-year-olds, and 70 spring calving bred Herefords plus Angus heifers with many to calve before sale day. Call 580-837-5532 or go to dvauctions.com for more info on Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch, Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.